Good morning. Good morning, MGTOW man. Oh, what a day. First order of business is this is a slice of cabbage and this is a slice of fucking onion, right? Want to show you that. Well, cabbage is like, I'm not going to argue too much about the specifics, but this much cabbage, there's a sort of standard fucking spoon for reference, right? This much cabbage is about 90% water, and when it's chopped up, it not only increases, it goes into all the little bits, and then all these little bits have lots of air spaces, so its volume rises substantially, but there's no more cabbage there. And if you've got something that is 90% water in the first place, it's, what you can do, what I've done, these are salad chopsticks. But for if you're a man, you can have a nice cheap stainless steel bowl that, you know, these are the wonderful shit from China that if you fill them up with water and leave them for a few days, I'll get little rust spots on them, you know. But this bowl, from that one slice of fucking cabbage, will be about half full. So technically, you got half full, almost all air, and what the solid stuff is, the solids in there is 90% water. So I'll show you how to make really good salad. And by having one big bowl, instead of having a salad bowl and putting it into little bowls and on a plate, you could just put it all in a one big fucking bowl. Little bit of oil, little bit of vinegar, and in this case, because I'm out of olive oil and my investments mean I don't have the funds to allocate on olive oil. But highly processed seed oils, I'm told, are bad for you, because when you think about it, when we used to eat grains and berries and vegetables and shit, if you ever turn carrots into juice, there'll be a little ring of grease around the top, and that's the oil from the carrot, you know what I mean? Or grains, whole grains, chewing on those, and berries and all these sorts of things. They have natural, unprocessed oils and fats in tiny, you know, waxes, whatever, in tiny, tiny little amounts. And that's a good thing. You know, that's part and parcel of being alive. But what we have now is we have commercially processed seed oils like rape seed, sunflower, what else? You know, all sorts of things, all sorts of seeds. And, rice oil and fucking, you know, I think peanut oil's pretty good. But, you know, highly processed, you know. Processing it to strip out everything you don't want or need or doesn't add to the detracts from the shelf life, you know, all that sort of stuff, all of that in large quantities, is, I am told, is very, very bad for you, because never in our entire history did we, you know, did we ever have so much fucking oil, coconut oil. I'm not saying that they're bad, but, yeah, you know, there's all these fucking people that just say all this sort of thing. So if you don't want to use seed oil, you can also pour tallow, beef fat, over your salad, just to, you know, like, you don't want a block of fucking solid fat, you know, but beef fat makes a really, really, really good oil over your salad. You know, like, so you can fry up a bit of meat in tallow, beef fat, you know, and what's liquid and still left in the pan, you can pour over your fucking salad when you put your meat in the salad. All right, I'll just pause. Well, here you go, MGTOW man. The great boon is, here's the chopping board. Now, if you see that edge, or the corner, that's been, I ground that flat, ground that into a rounded thing, so it's got a little flat surface. So when you're cutting, it runs on the flat and doesn't slice the board up. So you can bring that down to, you know, so it's just running, the flat surface is running on the board, and the extraordinarily sharp vegetable preparation type knife. Don't drop this on your foot. Oh, I've knocked it off the bench in the kitchen, and it's just landed on my foot, cutting off three toes, you know. Unfortunately, the person who sells these, there's the brand. This company, they're no longer imported into Australia, and the company in China appears to have gone out of business. But see, the very, very, it's a very, very thin blade. Don't point it towards your face, Shane. We might have an aircraft come through the wall and cut your fucking head in two. Well, that's about, about 1.4, 1.6 millimetre thick blade, you know. Very, very thin. It's not made for putting into fucking pumpkins and then trying to wedge it apart, you know. Of course, it'll break up there, of course, you know. But for slicing, this is a very, very fine slicing knife. And these were so cheap, they were like $6 each or something, you know. And so with that one little modification, these are fantastic. Okay. Yum. So, yeah. Because they're a thin blade, and it's not hollow grinding. It just means all the material between there and there has been... Oh, I won't pull slice up. Fuck it. These are dangerous. All the material between the body of the knife and the edge of the knife has been removed, so that when you go to sort of lap sharpen these again, you're only pressing on there and you're only pressing on the actual very edge. So if you get some float glass, I personally recommend, you know, half-inch thick glass, you know, stiffer, because glass does flex, you know, it's like that. sorts of words. Anyway, get off here, you nasty fly. Go on, shoo. So, yeah, get one of these. The very thin blades, 1.4 mil thick or something, yeah, something like that. Round the edge over, so you're not slicing up the chopping board or other surfaces, you know, and you just get the fucking edge there. Be careful with your fingers. And you get your cutting edge there, you know. These are very sharp. They're very easy to keep sharp. And they slice vegetables like fuck, you know. That's what they're really good at. And I use a wooden thing to hold the meat down in the frying pan while I slice it with this. Being a cast iron fry pan, you know, that's a good running surface. And it slices the meat up very, very fine. So here we have that slice of cabbage. You know, that one slice of cabbage turned into fucking quick, fast salad. Very nutritional. People go, oh my God, oh, you know, goji berries or fucking ding dong coffee beans or whatever. But cabbage is a superfood. It's really good. You know? So there we go. Turn it around. One lamb chop. Heap of... It's just one decent... Sort of decent slice. It's not huge. But that's like about a meal. It's really easy. It's really nutritional. And, yeah. So that's how... But get a big fucking bowl, big stainless steel bowl. And if you do it once in the morning, you know, you fill it right up with all this other, you know, if shopping, you know, you can put avocado in it, you can put celery, beetroot, watercress, bok choy, silver beet, you know. Onion, garlic. You can just put tons of... You can fill this up in the fucking morning and that's your breakfast, that's your lunch, and that's your dinner, you know? Add cheese to it, add fucking, you know, grated cheese or cubed... Finely cubed cheese, fucking... peanut butter. Yeah, you can... See, people go, oh, these nuts or that pine nuts and this nut and that nut, you know what I mean? So, you know, there's peanut butter. You know? Nuts are fucking excellent nutrition. You know, people go, oh, I've got to have a mayonnaise, I've got to have Caesar salad dressing and all this sort of shit, you know. Well, there you go. There you go. A little bit of peanut butter. There you go, peanuts. Peanuts and their natural oils. I don't buy just shit, sort of, you know. That's my favourite sort of brand. Prefer the crunchy. Yeah. And, so these are... If I was eating Asian food, these would be Asian chopsticks. If I'm eating... sort of wonton soups or whatever, noodles. These are noodle chopsticks. But this is the latest development. Just mix it all in. And see, people go, oh, fuck, I go, you know, I can only buy mayonnaise from the shop full of seed oil. And, you know. And I basically... I think a good vinegar is essential, sort of, but not necessarily. And oil, you know, for either in the mayonnaise or oil and vinegar over the fucking, you know, salad. Well, I now use just the, you know, the tallow and fat from the fucking warm frying pan in there with it, you know. So, you know, there's all sorts of shit you can add to. People go sprinkling pine nuts and, you know, chickpeas and, you know, you can pour fucking a bit of hummus on this and mix it in. And peanut butter actually works really well because it's nutritious, it's nutritional, it's tasty, it flavours fucking salads up really well. And so, this is a big jar. ...900 grams or some fucking thing. ...650 gram jars, glass jars, good, you know. But that, you know, so that can be salad dressing, and it's not highly processed, it's just milled. And, I could probably, if this bowl was, say, it's half full, but that's enough peanut butter in that jar to do, say, a little bit on, that's enough for about 10 days worth of fucking salads. You know, and it's nutritional. It's like, oh, you know. Good shit, it's a power food. All right, well, I'll shut up on that. I'm fucking starving. I need to get ready. Thank you.